The Director General of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Dr. Kwame Ekufu-Anofinto, says when enough financial support from government, GBC will be able to complete most of its projects to help boost its coverage and operations. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the sidelines of the Vetting of Information Minister Designate Mustafa Hamid, Dr. Anofinto promised the corporation's commitment to work closely with the Information Ministry to advance the cause of GBC and the nation as a whole.
Well, it's difficult to see at this point whether what is outlined is enough, but at least you are in a position to say that the problem has been diagnosed. You'd understand why there was a lot of emphasis on GBC, because we are the national broadcaster. We have a duty to perform within a democracy. And so as a cultural institution, we have a certain mandate that everybody looks forward to as part of the democratic apparatus. So the question of access to information is a critical one. And that is what this whole question of digital migration beyond the technology, that is what it boils down to. The nature of the information, who is responsible for the information, and how it is accessed. Those are the critical questions. And I think that the minister in his response drew attention to those. As we get along, you can understand what are likely going to be the challenges, which are essentially financial. But the conceptual arguments around it as to who should have access, who should control it, and all of those are pretty clear. So I would say that at the level of policy, it is understandable. We know where we are going, what we should be doing. So those two phases are essentially driven by technology. Between you and I and other people, staff members who work at GBC, the emphasis is going to be preparing them to be able to own and take over in terms of the management and the repairs of those facilities. So pretty much a lot depends upon government's capacity to give us the funding, because it's part of a complete project. And as the minister designate said, government, we are inclined to feel that government is going to give us the money that is going to eventually make it possible for us to complete the project. And once that is done, most of our problems are going to be dealt with. As he said, part of that confusion is that there's a limit to how commercial you can be as a public service. So we do not even have the capacity. We do not have the capacity to generate that kind of revenue. So as a matter of course, it is government which has to fund that. And we cannot go for a loan and then pay it back. I mean, that's what the plan for now. For now, the plan as it sits is that 4, 5, and 6, government is going to fund that. And in principle, government has agreed. It's just a matter of getting the resources and releasing the resources for us to complete the project. It's unlikely, because a lot of it also depends upon building infrastructure, buildings, having a studio completely equipped, laid out, and all of those, you know, and before you even install the equipment. So it's the building of the facility alone, I'm told, will take about 8 months. And we are talking about 52 million euros. So it's not money, it's not chicken feed. It's money that government has to plan and release, you know. So I don't foresee that happening immediately. But it's encouraging that at least in principle, there is some recognition that we need to complete that project, and the government is working towards that.
Yeah, Director General of GBC, Dr.